Fairness and Justice. When you form your Mastermind Alliance, each member must agree at the outset on the contribution each will make toward your enterprise. Everyone should also be agreed on the division of benefits and profits. Everyone must deal with everyone else on completely ethical terms. No member of the alliance should seek unfair advantage at the expense of others. Otherwise, dissension will arise and completely destroy the association. Courage. Your alliance must meet danger and difficulties with firmness, resolution, and valor. The courage to do so comes from self-confidence and a well-developed success consciousness. The courage of two separate individuals is nothing compared with that of a united team, just as the power of a single battery is less than that of a group of batteries. This is another excellent example of the power a mastermind alliance derives from its harmony. The more the minds that are linked together, the greater the power harnessed, and the more the resistance that can be overcome. Form a mastermind alliance with yourself. A woman came to see me once and began to tell me all her difficulties. Her sight was almost gone, and she had given up on doctors who she said were quacks. She had lost most of her money investing in movies. Her husband was a philanderer. Her mother had died after a long and awful illness, and her relatives were a plague. Her bitter catalogue of woes went on and on, and if I hadn't felt sorry for her, I wouldn't have listened to them. She was so full of self-pity. Apparently, not one good or constructive thing had passed her way in 20 years. "Mr. Hill," she asked me, "why do all these things happen to me?" I did not want to be harsh with her, but somehow I had to get her to face facts. I said, "Frankly, with your negative attitude, it's a wonder that you were able to do anything at all. I'm not a bit surprised that your family bothers you or that your husband runs around. I'm amazed he hasn't left home." "What can I do to stop him?" "You can't do anything for him now," I told her, "but you can do something for yourself. You've been thinking about your losses to the exclusion of everything else. The more you concentrate on them, the more you attract other losses. Stop thinking about them. Make up your mind that you are going to benefit by your experience, and then adopt a definite plan for regaining your sight. Dwell upon the idea that your eyes will get better. Decide that you will seek medical help, and believe that it will work. If you can change your attitude toward yourself, your husband will see something to excite his interest in you again. Your relatives will stop seeing you as a doormat. I can't tell you any more than that now. When you manage to put yourself into a more positive frame of mind, come see me again. Before I do anything for you, you must do something for yourself."